So this week, Twitter debuted this new sharing feature worldwide called Fleets. So users can share photos, texts, they can even repost tweets and posts that vanish after 24 hours. There's been so much reaction to this. So the Fleets are pinned to the top of the timeline, but it's only available on the mobile app on your phones. But it's not a novel idea. It's commonly known as Stories. Snapchat uses it. They pioneered it. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Some people like it. A lot of people don't. Arthur Goldstuck is the founder for Worldwide Work, speaking to us about this. Arthur, what's going on here with Twitter? Are they trying to keep up with the Joneses?
Good afternoon, Andy. It's exactly that. Twitter is playing catch up yet again. And I think there is more to it, though, than just catching up to what the others are doing. On the one hand, they are seeing the success of it on all the other platforms. So on the other hand, Twitter is infamous as being a toxic environment where people are terrified to start a conversation or post their thoughts because of the potential consequences of people climbing into them and starting flame wars and doing various kinds of shaming that Twitter has become famous for. So this is partly an attempt to create a safer space for posting your thoughts.
Well, it's interesting because Twitter is saying that they want people to use these fleeting moments to share content they wouldn't necessarily tweet. So sharing a hot take might be easier on Fleets because it will disappear after 24 hours.
Exactly that. So the idea is that in the past, if you shared your breakfast, for example, that really was oversharing and it came to define who and what you were. In terms of people being able to look back over your timeline and seeing how superficial we all really are. With Fleets, if you post something silly like that, it disappears within 24 hours and you can get over the embarrassment pretty quickly.
Oh, and it's an interesting technique considering how volatile Twitter can be, and it really is quite toxic. What has the reaction been from South Africans in particular to these Fleets?
It's been very slow to roll out in South Africa. When they started rolling it out globally in the last few days, there was actually such demand for it that it crashed the platform. So they slowed down the rollout, and South Africans are still busy catching up or still waiting for it to roll out onto their timeline. In other words, when they launch a service like this, it doesn't appear instantly on everyone's Twitter account. So some people may be wondering what the fuss is about. And they just need to wait a few hours or a day or two, and they'll see it there themselves. But generally speaking, a lot of South Africans are saying that when Instagram introduced Stories, that enabled them to move across from Snapchat, for example, which is quite limited in its functionality. And Instagram was a better environment for that. Now people are saying they can move over from Instagram to Twitter because Twitter is where they spend more time anyway.
Arthur Goldstuck, founder for Worldwide Works. I must say, a lot of people that I've seen tweeting about it are not in favor of it. I think people will get used to it, like we weren't used to the 280 character tweet. But it is very much like Snapchat and like Instagram as well. But let me know what you think if you've downloaded the new app and if you've been using these Fleets. Send me a WhatsApp voice note. Tell me what you think of the Fleets.